My life hasn't been what you probably think it has. We all have our struggles.
Have you ever been in love?
A long, long time ago. You?
So many times. Yeah, all the time.
Yeah, Wonder Woman is back. What's up, everyone? This is Andres, and welcome to Off the Record. I just got back from El Salvador a few days ago, and I gotta tell you, I feel like I arrived right on time because in the past 7 days, there have been just epic releases of trailers that are epic released in the past few days. And the most epic one of them all is the one I'm playing in the background right now. That's Wonder Woman 1984. I lost count on how many times I've watched this simply because of the music. And the comment section for the trailer on Warner Brothers Pictures channel is hilarious because everybody's talking about a trash can. It's like a little punchline gag at the end of the trailer, if you haven't seen it, that is. But the number one comment right now, I think, that's trending on that channel, on the post, is everybody's talking about trash cans and lightning, but holy dude, let's talk about that 80s epic trailer music. And I gotta tell you, that's exactly why. And I don't mean to be biased, but yes, I was born 1984. So I think there's another reason to like this. And as a comic book fan and as a fan of Wonder Woman and the Justice League, I can tell you that there's a lot here for a fan to digest and expect in this next film. But that's not what I'm really going to talk about. I'm not talking about Wonder Woman per se. I'm going to talk about the trailers that have debuted and something that's happened also that's been on the news a lot in the past week. So this is one of those, I guess you could say, Critic Corner segments of this Off the Record. And that has a lot more to do with the amazing trailer for Wonder Woman that everybody's going gaga over. And also the trailer for Ghostbusters. Oh my goodness, that trailer it's just such a callback. It felt like actual Ghostbusters, not this fake nonsense that we were given a few years ago. I'm sorry, if you're a fan of that 2016 Ghostbusters, you got to ask yourself if you were actual fans of the previous one, because I was probably one of the few that was a believer in Ghostbusters 2016. Like, this is Paul Feig, the guy who brought us Bridesmaids, and I gotta tell you, I did not want to see Bridesmaids. It was an awful marketing campaign. Like, I did not want to see Bridesmaids. He won me over instantly. Kristen Wiig, who I knew from Saturday Night Live, was just so impressive, and just Melissa McCarthy stole that show. So I've watched every single other movie that they've done together ever since. So that included the Heat with Sandra Bullock. It was hilarious. I enjoyed Spy a great deal. I think that movie is a little underrated, and super hilarious. Even though a lot of the stuff is like, yeah, you knew it was coming, but it's just something about the way it was pulled off, that the running gag about Melissa McCarthy in that movie is really hilarious. So when I heard that they were doing Ghostbusters, and then the fans were going insane about, in a negative way, that they didn't want to see this movie, I said, like, well, it's Paul Feig, Kristen Wiig, and Melissa McCarthy. They gotta bring the comedy. I didn't know the other actresses that were brought into it. I said, you know what, maybe they can pull this off. And I was really pulling for them. The rest is history. It was a pain to witness what a disaster that movie was. How unfunny it was, unoriginal. And because the media don't know what else to blame it on instead of themselves, blame it on toxic male fan base of the originals, which is insulting to the fans of Ghostbusters, because all we're asking for is just a good movie, not some stupid politically correct nonsense. I haven't seen Ocean's what's that one called? Ocean's 8 or whatever it is, with Sandra Bullock and all the ladies that she's supposed to be the sister of Danny Ocean or whatever. I don't know. I haven't seen it. It did make money, but in terms of ticket sales, it didn't make the ticket sales that the previous movies made. But I'm sure it's way better than Ocean's 12. but anyway, Oh, what else can I mention? That Ghostbusters trailer, the one that's coming out, is basically retconning the 2016 Ghostbusters with the ladies, and it just looks amazing. It's like an 80s nostalgia thing, but also has some vibes of Stranger Things, maybe because one of the actors from Stranger Things is in it. But it looks pretty interesting. So I'd like to see how this all plays out when it does come out next year, especially since the director is supposed to be the son of one of the actors from the original. So let's see what else came out in recently. Oh, Mulan! The Mulan trailer dropped, and I'm really, really hoping and praying that they don't make LGBTQ things for Mulan, because it's so easy to go with it. Why does a strong woman have to be lesbian? Look, like, my gripe is social justice warriors, gender identity politics, and all that infecting things. You don't have to be a strong woman and lesbian. But there's this obsession in Hollywood that if this is a strong woman, she therefore has to be lesbian. And I think that's what turned some action heroes off, or action fans off, or turned on, depending on what side of the audio set on. When Charlize Theron has, if I'm not mistaken, a lesbian kiss in the movie Atomic Blonde. I'm like, what are you trying to send her besides do fan service? That was just straight up fan service. We don't see any romance in frickin' John Wick, so why did they have to do that for Charlize Theron and Atomic Blonde when that was supposed to be the female version of John Wick that just fell flat on his face? So that's my critique of that. And when it comes to Mulan, I do know that once upon a time on the CW, they did go that way with Mulan. I forget who else. That's because, of course, it's the CW. They do gender identity politics on all of their shows. Like, look at Batwoman, which I'll talk to about in a bit. But that's my frustration. It doesn't have to be that, but for somehow in Hollywood, that's the only way the world can work. And since this is a Chinese movie, and they're really playing to their strengths, to their Chinese overlords, I'm sure they're not going to drop anything like that. They did for Frozen 2. They dropped hints in there that upset me, and like, you know what, just whatever. I saw it coming. At least it wasn't as in your face as Beauty and the Beast was, but it just comes to show you that the Disney's injecting it in everything, which I hope that Mulan is a solid film that respects women, not objectifies them and puts them in the 21st century psychology of things when that didn't exist back then. You know, so we'll see how this all plays out for Mulan. But since it's Disney, I always have to approach it with caution because of their horrible track record these past few years. Which leads me to the trailer I refuse to watch, and that is the Star Wars Rise of Skywalker so-called final trailer, which still doesn't say anything. So that movie's a dumpster fire, but you just can't get your eyes off it. So let's move on to the other one. I think that was it for the trailers then. I talked Mulan. I did talk about Ghostbusters Afterlife. And, of course, the big one, Wonder Woman 1984, because that just looks amazing. Oh, yes, I knew I was missing something. Go woke, go broke. 007 is a woman. Yep, for those of us that have actually been following this stuff in the background, this was no surprise to us because they've been dropping hints over and over again. No Bond girls, Bond, and the original James Bond is supposed to be retired. That trailer, which I only saw snippets of because it was a bit nauseating and uninspiring, tried to feel like a James Bond movie. Seriously, can somebody tell Daniel Craig to at least pretend you're enjoying the role? I mean, the guy kept complaining about being James Bond. I don't want to be typecast or whatever. Then how the heck did you end up in this movie, in the previous movie, in the movie before that? That's all it is. Money. That's basically him with his check your privilege, dude. Because you are the most so-called realistic James Bond, but you lack the suave and charisma that make James Bond James Bond. And the guy kept complaining that, oh, I'm James Bond. I won't be James Bond anymore. You know, it's so much to me. Well, dude, really, you just act the same way in almost everything. The only one I could say that you kind of acted above and beyond, besides Road to Perdition, would have been, oh my goodness, what's that Holocaust movie one called? It's slipping my mind. Defiance, there we go, Defiance. That one, because he wasn't the only one there, but he was the biggest star in it, and James Newton-Howard's music is just mesmerizing. But anyway, this is the guy that just is like so ungrateful. It's like all he wanted was more money for doing the same thing. And now we get this, that James Bond is falling victim to gender identity politics, just like every great franchise has been, because white men are evil because they voted for Trump. And we gotta let diversity reign, and they just push it in your face instead of being organic. Like, look what happened to Batwoman. Nobody cared. It died upon arrival, dead on arrival. So it's just ridiculous stuff that's been going on, and James Bond's the latest victim. So once it loses all that money, let's just hope that they just wipe the slate clean and start over right, and bring Idris Elba. You know, he's the one I would have believed as a seasoned James Bond. And then what's the latest? It has to do with Skywalker, well, so-called Rise of Skywalker. How Disney's desperate to get fans riled up for this one, and believe me, they are, for all the wrong reasons. We're expecting a season 8, and I wanted to put my thoughts down because, my goodness, this movie is looking to be horrible. Will it make money? Absolutely, because it's too big to fail in that sense. But will it be a failure in Disney's eyes? Absolutely, because it will get nowhere near close to the fake Star Wars, Star Wars Awakens. All right, guys, that's it for this one. Just wanted to throw my thoughts out there. Thank you for joining me on Off the Record. If you're listening to this on the day it airs, then you still have a chance to participate in the giveaway that I'm doing at Instagram, at the Andres Segovia. Find the post about the giveaway so you don't miss out on your chance to get a few goodies. That's my way of saying thank you. So, thank you, and I'll see you on the next one.